Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I'm excited today to start a new book of the Bible with you as we continue our journey on reading a chapter of day every weekday of the year. We are in day 58, and we'll be starting in Galatians chapter 1. Galatians. This is a letter that Paul wrote to the churches in Galatia. And while he's on his missionary journeys that we went through in Acts and heard about, he is addressing the issues of legalism that is starting to creep into the churches in Galatia. And he's reminding believers to stick with it, to stop turning away from the gospel and not be swayed by false teachings. So, remember that Paul, who was formerly Saul, used to be this fierce persecutor, a persecutor of Christians. And then he had this vision on the road to Damascus and had this dramatic conversion after he had an encounter with Jesus. And he turned from a persecutor to a great missionary, one of the most passionate advocates for the Christian faith, fighting, willing to give his life for the gospel of Jesus, and traveled as a missionary. He went everywhere, starting churches and helping guide those churches and writing letters to the churches to help them along the way. And this is one of those letters to the churches that he helped or that branched out from his mission work. So let's explore chapter 1. Grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. So, Galatians 1, some look-fors that we have here. The first thing that we need to look for is we read chapter 1. This is, you'll see the introduction and the layout that is the typical in Pauline fashion that's here. You'll have a greeting, and then right after the greeting, he's going to jump straight to it. Notice in this chapter, he's going to emphasize that he's an apostle. He's the Apostle Paul, and his apostleship is not from humans, but is from Jesus Christ himself. And then he lays out his dramatic conversion as his evidence for his divine calling as an apostle. And he gives us the clarity that he used to be a persecutor, and now he's a proclaimer of the gospel. The second big thing I want us to look for today is the warning against any deviation of the gospel. False teaching. The true gospel versus false teaching. Something that we have to have discernment, understanding, but it's important that we read this and we see this, because it's so easily can happen. And he condemns false teachers who leading the Galatians astray with all these legalistic demands. Legalistic, okay? And he lays out that salvation is by grace alone, through faith in Jesus. Not by works. By faith. By grace, excuse me, through faith. Listen for that. And not by any works. And then finally, Paul gives his personal testimony. He highlights that, and that transformative power of grace, the grace of Jesus. And he clarifies for us this independence from Jerusalem apostles, that his message came directly from Jesus. That's an important part of what we see today. So let's read his word together. Galatians chapter 1. Starting in verse 1, and we'll read all the way down to verse 24. The letter from Paul to the churches in Galatia. Here we go. Paul, an apostle, not from men or by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age. according to the will of our God and Father. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6. Paul jumps straight into it. He says, I am amazed that you are so quickly turning away from him who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are troubling you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, a curse be on him. As we have said before, and I now say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, a curse be on him. For I am now trying to persuade people, or God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human source, and I was not taught it, but it came by a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard about my former way of life in Judaism. I intensely persecuted God's church and tried to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many contemporaries among my people because I was extremely zealous for the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, whom from my mother's womb set me apart, called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I could preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone. I did not go up to Jerusalem to those who had become apostles before me. Instead, I went to Arabia and came back to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I did go up to Jerusalem to get to know Cephas. And I stayed with him 15 days. But I didn't see any other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. I declare in the sight of God, I am not lying in what I write to you. Afterward, I went to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I remained personally unknown to the Judean churches that are in Christ. They simply kept hearing, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. And that is the first chapter of Galatians. He got right to it, didn't he? Galatians chapter 1 and Paul's letter to the church of Galatia. Let's take a minute to process and then unpack a bit, some takeaways for today. All right, so the central message of the first chapter in Galatians reminds us of the foundation of truth of our faith. I guess is that foundational truth that salvation is a gift of grace that is freely given through faith in Jesus Christ. It's a gift of grace freely given through faith. And so we have to be diligent to resist temptation to add any human effort or any human workings to this gift. We are not accepted before God based on any of our own righteousness, but it's on the finished work of Christ on the cross. And so what we need to do is, I guess some practical application with this is we've got to find time to reflect. You know, we should reflect on how Christ is sufficient. Christ's sacrifice for our salvation is sufficient. And we have to resist any desire, urge, or inclination we may have to depend on our own efforts to be accepted before God. There's nothing we can do, for our offerings are like filthy rags. Instead, we have to place our trust completely in His amazing grace. Our second takeaway is that we've got to guard against false teaching. And you saw here, Paul passionately defended the true gospel. And it serves, I think it's a great example for us today. We have to be cautious, aware, have a lens out and an ear always open and aware of any teachings that might distort or take away from the grace of God. There are many falsehoods out there. There are many false teachings out there. And sometimes they can be so subtle that they creep in. And sometimes they may be so enticing that we might allow it to start to maybe make sense in our minds. And because usually it will appeal to our own self-pride or our own desire to have control and to understand based on what we know instead of trusting in who He is. And so it's absolutely crucial that we allow God's word to be the final and only say in our understanding of the gospel truth. Because the truth of Scripture is unchanging. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we have to work on this spirit of discernment. Immerse ourselves, and I say immerse completely, allow ourselves to read His word, study His word, understand His word, and find application of that, and let it grow in us so that we can become mature believers, so that we can discern what is false, and always trust in your spiritual leaders, the ones that you pray for when you are confronted by things that really doesn't make sense or may be controversial. Get into the Word. And finally, this transformative power of grace. Paul's testimony just talks about how God can change us. Even the greatest persecutor into the greatest preacher. What a stark contrast. This radical change in our lives. If you think you're too far gone, look at Paul. He wasn't just an apathetic person. He was actively seeking to destroy the church. And God used him. Turned him from a destroyer into a great builder, a great fighter for the gospel. You see, our identity is no longer defined by our past. But our identity is defined by our relationship with Jesus. God can redeem us and use us for His purposes. Never let your failures, your shortcomings, the self-doubt that we may have, the lack of self-worth that you think you aren't good enough. God can use you in amazing ways if you let Him and you continue to cultivate that spiritual maturity. And so what we've got to do is we've got to surrender our past. Not just that, but your present. Surrender your future. Be that living sacrifice and trust in His ability to transform us, to renew us from the inside out. And we can serve God in amazing ways as well. Galatians off to a running start. It jumps straight into, and I love how Paul, he doesn't beat around the bush. He puts it out there. And I'm looking forward to the next episode in Galatians chapter 2. So until next time, may you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And may you seek to be a blessing to others and give God the glory. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in. Let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.